California used to be a no-brainer bet in the U.S. Population growth, jobs, prosperity, income, tax revenue, all of the important trends were perennially up. But the 2008 financial crater cratered a lot of traditional assumptions about the nation's largest state. Here's California's Governor Jerry Brown with the latest depressing news.
Tax receipts are coming in lower than expected, and the federal government and the courts have blocked us from making billions in necessary budget reductions. The result is that we're now facing a $16 billion hole, not the $9 billion we thought in January.
Governor Brown speaking over the weekend. The state of California is experiencing some deep, unfamiliar Rust Belt-style fiscal pressure, and it's going to alter the reality of California citizens used to counting on robust employment in the public sector, as well as the availability of a wide variety of government services and health and education. Here to discuss this is Chris Majerian, a political reporter with the L.A. Times. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So an inflating deficit from $9 billion to $16 billion, almost doubling just from January. What is driving this trend?
Well, this year, people entered the year with a lot of hopes. People thought this was going to be a much better year than before, but taxes really took a nosedive in April when people were expecting higher revenues. And then the federal government and federal courts prevented the state from making cuts to healthcare programs that serve poor residents. And then the governor wanted other cuts to other welfare programs, but Democrats in the legislature wouldn't make them earlier this year because they were hopeful that revenues were going to come in later on. Unfortunately, they never did, and now there is a much bigger hole now than before.
So restricting the ability to cut costs to implement austerity at the same time that tax revenues are declining, that sounds like a sort of prescription for California to appear like Greece. They have to borrow to cover this. What's going to happen here?
Right now people are just bracing for even steeper cuts than they thought was going to come before. The state has been cutting a lot of welfare programs, and now they expect to cut even deeper. So you could have tuition hikes at colleges. You could have, smaller monthly checks for people on welfare. It could be a lot of different things.
It's Chris Majerian, reporter for the Los Angeles Times, on the $16 billion hole in the budget, the state budget in the state of California. Also with us is Adam Swart, who's the chief of staff in the UCLA student government. You heard Chris just talking about tuition hikes for students there. I mean, that goes directly to your portfolio. Adam, how do you respond?
Absolutely. Well, John, it's great to be back on the program. And I think, sadly, higher education is always first on the chopping block whenever we have to do cuts. We've already seen huge cuts. Tuition here at UCLA has almost doubled just over the past few years. Back in 2006, it was only about $7,000 to attend school here. Now it's almost double that. You're going to see the regents are meeting Wednesday. They're going to be discussing probably about a 5 to 10% tuition increase. Probably that's going to be combined with other cuts in terms of cutting TA sections, cutting research, cutting a lot of other pretty important programs. So I think it's a very sad reality, but it looks like, again, higher ed is going to bear the brunt of a lot of the cuts from this budget shortfall.
We're talking with Adam Swart, who's chief of staff for student government at UCLA. You know, let's just extrapolate out from the experience of higher education to institutions in the state of California. Voices from which we also could be talking to. I mean, in many ways, the consistent theme here is, and tell me how this plays in higher ed, is that the assumptions that California made for years, for generations, are really all crumbling in some sense. You've had available credit for student loans. You had subsidized tuition in the state, which depended on all kinds of sort of tax realities that are no longer the case. How much of a collision is this between unrealistic expectations and what it's going to take to keep the lights on at UCLA?
Well, I don't think these expectations that people have of a high quality, affordable education is really that unrealistic if you look at the budget, because if you look at it, education is one of the best possible investments. a lot of us have decided to come to UCLA because we thought we'd get more for less. We thought we were getting a high quality of education for a fraction of the cost of a lot of other institutions. But instead, right now, we're finding that we're getting less for more. And I think it's very sad, and I think it is a departure from a lot of that. I don't think it's an unrealistic reality to expect. If you look at the actual details, it doesn't take a whole lot more money. You know, if you look at the over $10 billion we're spending on corrections versus the about $2.5 billion that we're spending on higher on the UC system, I mean, it's incomparable. It's really just a matter of priorities and where the legislature decides and the governor decides to really put their priorities.
All right. Well, it's just a matter of priorities is the, you know, $16 billion question, Adam Swart. To Chris McGarrion, how is the legislature and the governor going to deal with these priorities? Because we're going to hear this kind of talk. Each individual budget item, each individual program is going to make this argument. Hey, right, we don't right. cost that much. It's the other guys that need to be cut.
Basically, right. You're going to have them hashing this out over the next month. And the difficult thing is that it's very hard to cut California's budget. It's surrounded in constitutional requirements and legal red tape. So all the voter initiatives over the years that have said you have to spend this much on education and this much on these programs and requirements of the federal government means basically there's very few places to cut. Unfortunately, higher education is one of those places with fewer protections in other areas of the budget. So higher education could only be 7% of the budget, but could, you know, end up being a higher part of the cuts just because there's less protection in other areas.
Is there a collision point here? Is there an unsustainability trigger that's going to make something actually happen here? What you're describing is something that cannot go on indefinitely.
It certainly can. The governor thinks that the way to get out of this is to have voters approve temporary tax increases in November. And without those tax increases, he says, you could see even deeper cuts, billions of dollars cut from public education, K-12 schools, everything from park rangers to lifeguards to, you know, more cuts from the university system. So he's hoping that the really stiff cuts this summer, as well as tax increases in November, will help pull California out of the hole.
Difficult. The limited options there in California, a $16 billion deficit, and the chopping block seems to be the destination for higher education. Adam Swart, Chief of Staff for Student Government at UCLA, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And with the analysis of the situation statewide, Chris McGarrion, reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.